Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be speaking with Paul Hynek. Paul is Director of Business Affairs for Giant Studios, the preeminent motion capture facility in the entertainment industry. Paul is a graduate of the Lauder Institute and is Chairman of the Lauder Institute Alumni Association. Thanks for coming today. So, Paul, you're a graduate of the Lauder Institute. Is there an instance when your Lauder education really came in handy or you utilized the skills you learned here?
Lots of them. One that comes to mind is I was manufacturing products in China, and I was touring my factories. And the first time I went there, in true Lauder fashion, going to the country, picking up some Mandarin, the people I talked to not only didn't understand my Mandarin, they didn't even realize I was trying to speak Mandarin. So it was a pretty embarrassing day for a Lauder language guy. So undaunted, I went back home, kept studying. I used the Pimsleur system, which I really highly recommend. Went back, and the next time I went back, they were impressed by my very limited Mandarin, and I was able to discern what was going on in a conversation between my hired factory rep and a factory. In their dialogue, I was able to pick out what the price the factory owner was charging my rep, and then from there, I was able to back out the commission he was charging me.
So it definitely did come in handy then.
Yes, very much.
What do you think separates the Lauder program from other international business programs?
Yeah, in the Board of Governors meeting this morning, we looked at a chart showing the various programs that do something roughly akin to Lauder, and there really is nothing like it. Starting with, is the only program that has a summer immersion. It's by far the largest and growing program, and the rigorous MA component sets it apart from other programs. There are other schools that offer roughly the same kinds of mixture of classes without the summer immersion, but mostly you have to go to campus and then just sort of ad hoc add those classes on, whereas this is a well-thought-out curriculum that's all arranged and coordinated for you.
Right, and I think that's the strength of the program, too. Like you said, it's the largest among its competition, but at the same time, it's a small group within Wharton.
Yeah, it does feel kind of comfortable and intimate in the midst of the 750, 800 Wharton students overall. And then when you graduate, you come out, and there's already 1,500 fellow Lauder alums.
And speaking of alumni, you're chairman of the Lauder Institute Alumni Association.
Yes.
Could you speak about some of the initiatives and programs that the Alumni Association sponsors?
Sure, happy to. One of the largest things that we do is the Global Forum, which happens every 3 years. We did our last one in San Francisco in 2010, and the next one will be in 2013 in New York City. And one of the initiatives of my tenure as the board chair is to simplify the event from an event that's a little bit overwrought, very difficult to organize, that has a lot of panels and speakers, to something that's more like a fun Lauder wedding, where you have all kinds of chances to interact both with the Lauder friends you already know and to have all kinds of created situations to meet new Lauder people that you don't know yet. And then what we're also going to do is have an event every year in different places around the world. So there'll be more events. We're going to piggyback on a lot of the Wharton events. For example, next year there are events in Milan and Jakarta. And we've already got the people identified that we want to have running point to have events that will dovetail with those. We're going to have webinars because a lot of our people can't come to events because they're such far-flung corners of the world. We've got a monthly newsletter going out now. And we're revamping the website to make it a place that will actually have a lot of value for people to come to with job postings and things like that.
That's really great. Another valuable resource for Lauder students even after they graduate. So how would you say, or how have you seen maybe Lauder change over the years since your graduation?
Sure. I think Lauder has really, from what I've seen, especially in this last visit to campus, changed with the times quite well. When I was here in 1990, there weren't that many people that had language skills beyond the traditional Romance languages. There were a lot of people in the Japanese program, which reflected the boom 80s. But now, with the Hindi track, more people in the Chinese track, the Arab track, you've got a much more diverse focus on different languages and regions. The level of students is just amazingly high now. They're so focused, so aware, so conscious of non-obvious trends around the world that I'm just very impressed by the quality of the students. And the faculty of the Institute And the staff have really gone to great lengths to keep adapting the program to changing times. And there's a lot of really exciting initiatives that are now being discussed that I think will be implemented in the next couple of years.
It's a really great time to be looking at Lauder or be at Lauder then.
Absolutely. We've already talked about how Lauder is really unique in terms of what it does, but we're not resting on our laurels, but really aggressively going out and being even more innovative.
Do you have any thoughts or suggestions, advice for students who are looking at the program?
You really can't go wrong. You've got the Wharton MBA, and the Lauder MA just provides a whole, a wonderful complement to it in ways that you may not even understand the value of right away. I think of it when I see things, I have sort of my Wharton brain and my Lauder brain. And I'll give you an example. I was having I was in Bangkok visiting my Lauder friend John Crane, and I had a dessert called mango sticky rice for the first time. I now love it, but it's basically mangoes and sticky rice. It sounds like an odd combination, but it's really great. And my Wharton side thought, wow, this is a fantastic dessert, the likes of which I've never seen. I could make a franchise of this and go around the States and start selling mango sticky rice. How would I do it? What other things would I need to do? And I just ran with the business aspects. The Lauder part of me said, hey, look, this is July. I'm coming back to Bangkok in December. It'd be kind of fun if I learned how to read and write in Thai just to surprise my friend John so I could read off the menu when I came back. And so when you have both that kind of Wharton and Lauder mindsets working together, it's unbeatable.
Definitely. I think it gives you a unique viewpoint from which to see the world. Thank you for your time today, Paul.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the program or to apply, visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.